Home of the Pats, the Sports Hub.
Henry tightens up right. Tight splits for the Patriots. The snap, a give. Cut to the right. Harris into the end zone with a dive and a touchdown. Patriots!
That's the way you counter right there. Great drive to start the third quarter.
Patriots ultimately lose to the Ravens today, 37-26. Great companies need great teams. Hiring talent anywhere in the world is easier than ever with globalization partners. Go to g-p.com and onboard your next MVP today. Patriots led the ball game there. They made it 20-14, and ultimately four turnovers in the second half did them in. This is Shaw's Patriots postgame. Matt McCarthy in for Jim Murray today. Joe Murray alongside as always. And as always, we're joined by Greg Bedard of the Boston Sports Journal. Greg, how you doing?
Good. What's up, guys?
Nothing much. I assume your reaction is similar to our reaction with the Mac Jones news. It sounds like, at least according to Ian Rappaport, x-rays negative on his ankle. I assume you are relieved to hear that as somebody who covers the Patriots.
I mean, look, it's good news for the Patriots. It's probably the best case scenario. You know, I would expect him to miss at least a game, talking to Dr. Jessica Flynn, who does medical work for us at Boston Sports Journal. She thinks that it's going to be tough for him to answer the bell at least in 1 week. But you never know. I mean, I've covered a lot of, whether it's Brady or Brett Favre, guys who have played with ridiculous injuries, and Mac Jones is right up there with those guys in terms of toughness. So I don't put anything past him. But yeah, I mean, you know, for the prospects for the season, as opposed to the alternative, losing Mac Jones for the year and having to go with some sort of combination of Brian Hoyer and Bailey Zappe, that was not ideal at all. So at least from the reporting of Ian Rappaport at NFL Network, the x-rays were negative. So that is good. Hopefully that is the truth. And, you know, that definitely keeps Mac Jones in play for the season, which is big for this team.
Hey, Greg, just looking at the offense overall today, what did you like that you saw from Mac Jones today? And do you think some of the mistakes he made was part of the play calling, or was it his own mistakes?
Good question, Joe. You know, I the thing that I liked about the offense was that they were a lot more explosive in the game. I was just looking at, I think they had about six or seven pass plays over 20 yards in the game, which I think they might have had four for the whole season coming into this game. So they were able to be more explosive. Now, do I think some of that just had to do with the Ravens, who, as we saw against Miami, are, you know, going through a lot of things on their defense and are having issues? Yeah, I do. I think it's a little bit of fool's gold if you think like this is what the Patriots are going to be going forward. At least they've shown the potential. I also thought the Patriots did a really nice job of exploiting a mismatch that basically the Ravens gave them for about 2.5 quarters of this game, where they, similar to the Steelers the week before, they treated little Jordan Humphrey as a wide receiver, and even though he was in the slot, they put Marlon Humphrey on him, leaving Stevens on Devontae Parker, and the Patriots just whoever Stevens was lined up on, they went after. Finally, at some point in the game, the Ravens woke up and put Marlon Humphrey on Devontae Parker and kind of shut him down for the rest of the game. But you know, at least they showed the potential, which we haven't seen. As far as Mac Jones and some of the mistakes, you know, the first interception on, that's the first time they've run wide zone bootleg action on the season that I remember, something that they had trouble with in training camp. I thought they forced the issue on it. I don't think Mac was in love with the call. I think that the end zone interception, he was looking for Devontae Parker to play tougher, be more physical, and get on top of the cornerback, and he didn't do that. And then you had the Nelson Agholor fumble. I mean, you just can't make these kinds of mistakes against a good team like that.
So with those interceptions, the two ones that we just mentioned, I mean, I guess not to say where does Mac Jones belong in the blame pie on those, Greg, but it sounds like, you know, you're saying the play call wasn't great on the first one. The receiver needs to do more on the second one. Is that a fair assessment of how you view those interceptions?
Initially, without seeing the coach's film, you know, I think I think they were more of a byproduct of, you know, sort of the new scheme and new players and sort of the uncomfort that Mac Jones has in this. I'm not trying to make excuses for him. You know, look, I was hard on him after last week. He needs to at least control the ball better and take care of it. You know, I thought Bill Belichick was coaching the crap out of the offense in this game. I watched him almost the entire time. He spent a lot of time talking to Mac Jones on the sideline, much more than I've ever seen him talk to any other quarterback here. And so they're trying to get Mac to, you know, play a certain way. And right now, with the injury notwithstanding, it's been a fight, I think, on both sides, that like it's been uncomfortable and not highly successful.
Yeah, and Greg, just getting back to another thing with Mac Jones here. You mentioned that that play by Parker. Obviously, Parker had a big day today. Do you think they trusted him more today to make plays? Obviously, there was a fourth down they didn't make. They had another fourth down later on that somehow it worked. I didn't think it was a great play call, but do you think they trusted him more? And when they got into that spot on that Parker interception, do you think they should have tried to run the ball more? Like, do you think that was a bad call in general?
I've hated what they've done in the red zone so far this year, for the most part. Way too many passes in the flats to the running back. Not enough power, not enough running between the tackles, where I really think that's where a strength of this offense is. Never looking really to Hunter Henry at all in the red zone. I mean, the Ravens go 5 for 5 in the red zone today. The Patriots went, 3 for 5, you know, which is decent and better for them. But, you know, as far as trusting Parker, I really think it was just a matchup thing, that they looked at, you know, what the Ravens do. You know, they have Marcus Peters, who, you know, can be undisciplined, but he's pretty good when he wants to be good. Marlon Humphrey is excellent, but he mostly plays slot. And they figured if they could get Brandon Stevens, who's, you know, in his second year, a young kid, one of the kids pressed into roles, they went after Armour Davis, the rookie, one time. I think it was more about matchups. And if they got Stevens, whoever Stevens was on, they were going to go after. And it looked like they peppered that throughout the game.
You mentioned little Jordan Humphrey and maybe, you know, a matchup situation there. I've got to ask you about the snap totals for Humphrey compared to Kendrick Bourne. Why don't we get into that on the other side? We've got Greg Bedard of the Boston Sports Journal alongside Matt McCarthy in for Jim Murray tonight. Joe Murray is here, as he always is. It's the Shaw's Patriots postgame. Final today from Foxborough. Baltimore 37, Patriots 26. More with Greg Bedard and you next on the Safety Insurance 98.5 and Sports Hub, Patriots Radio Network.
Moya Moya disease is a common cause of stroke in children. This season, for every New England first down, Credit Union's Kids at Heart will help fund promising studies into Moya Moya, as well as clinical care tools for children affected. Learn more at cukidsatheart.org. The First Downs to Fight Moya Moya is generously supported by Jeanne d'Arc Credit Union and Service Credit Union.
Hey fans, Peerless Boilers is here to assist you with your vital heat and hot water heating needs. Don't wait until it's too late and have a leaking mess in the middle of winter. Learn more and find local installers today at PeerlessBoilers.com. And remember, Peerless Boilers, America's best built boilers.
Hey, it's Zoe for 128 Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electric, the company that you can always count on to defend your home. The best way to defend your home this season is to replace your old, outdated boiler. Take advantage of great incentives available now to save thousands in rebates and even more money on your energy bills with 95% efficiency with your new boiler. Don't wait. Their schedules are filling up fast. Get to the front of the line and fast track your boiler replacement. Tell Ryan and the team that Zoe sent you and let them finish your job strong. Visit call128.com.
Are you seeking your own visual freedom? It's time to break free from glasses and contact lenses once and for all. Whether your issue is seeing your iPhone, your TV, or a golf ball, Boston Vision offers the latest technology to treat your visual needs. What are you waiting for? Book your free evaluation easily online today at bostonvision.com and get $500 off. Boston Vision also offers interest-free financing. Boston Vision, 5 convenient locations, Brookline, Wellesley, Medford, Milford, and Andover. Because your best vision is Boston Vision.
Great company. companies need great teams. Just as the best professional sports teams look everywhere for top players, companies are opening the world map too. Hiring talent anywhere in the world is easier than ever with Globalization Partners. Use their global employment platform to stack your team with the best people, no matter where they live. The future of work is here. Globalization Partners makes it possible. Go to g-p.com and onboard your next MVP player today.
Long week? It's time for a smooth Tito's handmade vodka cocktail. Staying in or going out, serving cocktails for two, or mixing drinks for the squad, barbecuing in the backyard, or snagging your favorite bar stool. No matter the occasion, just add Tito's to kick off the weekend just right. Tito's handmade vodka is distilled from corn and is naturally gluten-free. Find recipes and more at titosvodka.com. 40% alcohol by volume, namely 80 proof. Distilled and bottled in Austin, Texas. Crafted to be savored responsibly.
There's a reason Comcast Business powers more businesses than any other provider. Actually, there's a few. Comcast Business offers the fastest reliable network, the peace of mind that comes with Security Edge, helping to protect all your connected devices, and the most reliable 5G mobile network. Want me to keep going? I can. Whether your small business is starting or growing, you need Comcast Business. Technology solutions that put you ahead and give you serious savings. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
There's never been a better time to get gig speed internet and advanced security from Comcast Business. With our new gig bundles, you'll get 20% more speed for less. That's more value for your business and more speed to keep all your connected devices running smoothly. So get an incredible offer from the company that powers more businesses than anyone else. Call 1-800-501-6000 or go to comcastbusiness.com today to learn more. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Comcast Business internet required. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed.
Hey, it's Zoe here with Mark, who, like me, learned how easy losing weight could be with Awaken 180 weight loss.
After meeting with the staff at Awaken 180, I thought they took everything about me into consideration and said, okay, based on where you want to be, what your goals are, here's what you should do. They laid it out for me. Now, I've had a couple people that I've recommended that have joined Awaken 180. Their program is a little bit different than mine, but we're all seeing results. So I like the fact that they took the time to kind of tailor something to my needs. I looked forward to going on Mondays for my weigh-in. They're very welcoming. They knew who I was just after the first visit. They looked forward to seeing me. And it was almost like just coming home to a family. I mean, it really felt like they were all my sisters. I really look forward to it. I'll go back once a month now that I'm on maintenance. But they're true professionals, and they're very, very nice people.
Nice people who genuinely care about your success. So succeed. Call 844-346-1800 or just go online to awaken180weightloss.com.
Explore Babson College graduate programs at a virtual open house October 6th and 7th. Register at babson.edu/grad open house.
Join the MBTA and put your career on the fast track. Right now, the T is hiring for departments including operations, finance, construction, IT, and more. See all available openings and apply today at mbta.com/careers.
Dunkin' is already ready for you to fall hard because fall starts whenever you say it starts, which means it's time for you to get your fall refresh. Grab a new Blood Orange Dunkin' Refresher. Blood orange and cranberry flavors mixed with fall spices. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
Zolak and Bertrand, middays on the Sports Hub.
Stevenson behind Jones, now sprints in motion to the right. Shotgun snap to Mack. He looks to the middle. He's going to run it left. He's going to run it for a touchdown. Patriots have the lead.
It's time for the Red Zone Recap, presented by WinWaste Innovations, with five trips to the Red Zone for the Patriots today. That's another $2,500 given to the Gulf of Maine Institute to protect our coastline. WinWaste Innovations, the official waste and recycling services provider of Gillette Stadium and the New England Patriots. Visit win-waste.com today. Shaw's Patriots postgame. Matt McCarthy in for Jim Murray tonight. We've got Joe Murray alongside, and as always, Greg Bedard from the Boston Sports Journal. We were just talking briefly about the red zone, Greg, and the Patriots' performance in the red zone and how it hasn't been good enough. You think that's more scheme-based than, say, for example, you know, Mac Jones throwing the interception off the back foot into the corner?
Yeah, I don't like their whole red zone approach to what they're doing. They're not. I don't think they're being physical enough. I don't think it's taking them too long. Like, you know, they need to stop, you know, playing for third down in the red zone and you know, attack a little bit more. And they got to get, number one, they got to get Hunter Henry involved more. Just looking, he had one target, one catch for 8 yards. I mean, it's ridiculous. You know, Jonnu Smith had a couple of catches late, sort of checkdowns and things like that. But, you know, I don't expect much of, you know, Jonnu Smith. I don't think it's going to be a focal point in this offense. But Hunter Henry has to be. And if you're hitting things on the outside, you should be able to come and be able to exploit the middle of the field. And, you know, Hunter Henry is a size mismatch against a lot of secondary players. So I don't understand why they're not going to him more. And, you know, could the execution be better? Yeah, sure. But I think, you know, some of their scripting of what they want to do in the red zone, I think is pretty flawed in what they've been doing. And I think it's leading to tough situations where, like, you know, on the interception where Mack was going for Devontae Parker, I think that ended up being third and long at that point. And, you know, you just can't get to there. You need to attack earlier.
Hunter Henry with only one catch today for 8 yards on 45 snaps. Sorry, Joe.
No. I was going to ask you, Greg. What do you think? What adjustments do you think the Ravens made in the second half that they struggled with in the first half?
As far as the Ravens' offense,
yeah, because Dietrich Wise had like a Hall of Fame first half. I mean, literally, like how many sacks did he have there at one point?
Three,
you know. And they were great. They had him in control. It was just Andrews that was beating them over the middle. What adjustments did they do against the Patriots' defense in the second half?
It looked like the Patriots definitely started to pay a lot more attention to Andrews. I think they went in the game a little bit more afraid of the wide receivers. And then once Andrews became featured early, they doubled him a lot after that and took him out. And I think I thought the Ravens fell in love a little bit too much with their drop back pass game, and I thought they were much more effective offensively when they meant to more RPOs, read options, things like that, made Lamar a little bit more of a dangerous runner instead of just sort of snapping the ball and let him run around and try to make a play. The Patriots are pretty disciplined when it comes to that, and I thought, you know, that to me, that was a big difference, that Lamar became more of a two-way dual threat, you know, when they scored on four straight possessions.
Greg, I've got to ask you about the offensive snaps. Unofficially, Matt Dolloff of 98.5 thesportshub.com had Devontae Parker leading the way at 62 snaps. Little Jordan Humphrey at 53, second on the team. What should we make of that? And Kendrick Bourne only at 17. You know, I think a lot of people at least had the thought process or were of the mindset that with Jacoby Myers out today, maybe this would be an opportunity for Kendrick Bourne to get a little bit more involved in the offense. 17 snaps, 5 targets, 4 receptions, and Humphrey getting significantly more snaps and Aguilar getting significantly more snaps than Kendrick Bourne today.
I think this is what happens when you have defensive people running on offense. They fall in love with something. They fell in love with little Jordan Humphrey as basically in 11 personnel as sort of the other team, and the Ravens did some of that today. They play him like he's a wide receiver, but he's not. He's basically like a blocking wide receiver or, you know, a smaller tight end. And that gives the Patriots an advantage, and the Patriots see that, and, you know, they really like that. And I think that's fine to a point, but I think that they fall in love with it. I don't think that they vary up their personnel packages very much. I think, you know, Matt Patricia keeps it very simple in that regard. I don't think they're very inventive or creative when it comes to exploiting personnel mismatches. They find something until the other team changes, then they stick with it. And I mean, it's ridiculous that little Jordan Humphrey has that many snaps in this offense. I mean, you know, and I'm sure they'll point, just like they have in recent years. They'll point to the stats and about how they did X, Y, and Z and how they gained almost 400 total yards. And, like, you know, this is evidence of that. But, you know, they could do more on offense and make things easier for Mac Jones. And that includes, you know, getting more speed on the field so that, you know, you get more separation. I think – I forget who it was, but somebody had a stat that the Patriots had the worst separation of any offense through the first two games. And – it's not helping having little Jordan Humphrey out there. I can tell you that much.
617-779-0985. We've got a couple open phone lines right now if you want to grab them and join Greg Bedard along with Joe Murray, Matt McCarthy here on Shaw's Patriots postgame. Let's go to Katie in the car. She wants to talk about the coordinators or lack thereof. Hey, Katie.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, good.
So personal opinion, I was at the game. Matt Patricia, horrendous offensive coordinator. We have a 3rd and 9. We call a timeout, and then we come out of the timeout and we run the ball. Like, what are we doing?
Craig, do you have any answer? Because I already discussed this, and we asked the same question to each other, and, well, we didn't have an answer for us. So, Greg, enlighten us, please.
Katie makes a great point. That was probably the most frustrated I was in the game. Like, and she's exactly right to point out, you know, they took a timeout and they obviously set up those two plays. And okay, the draw was somewhat successful, got you into 4th and manageable, but that pass into the flat was obviously pre-described. It wasn't, Mac really didn't have many other options. It was, we think they're going to blitz and we're going to get this, but the Ravens didn't blitz. And, you know, it was very similar to the play that, you know, Mac Jones, the 4th down when he's running around and he pulls a play out of his rear end. I mean, you know, Mac Jones was able to bail his offensive coordinator out in that circumstance by, you know, his first 3 options were covered. The Ravens weren't fooled at all. And he had to run around and basically, you know, come up with a play. And he did, credit to that. But on that other 4th down, the same thing happened. I wouldn't be surprised if I go back and watch the film and you're like, they just ran the same play on 4th down twice, just to different sides of the field. And they didn't fool anybody. That's the kind of stuff that you're getting a lot this season with Matt Patricia. And after these 2 games, I'm ready to say Matt Patricia and Bill Belichick in charge of this offense, because I watched Bill almost the entire game, this game. I never once saw him talk to Steve Belichick and Gerard Mayo on the sideline. He was always talking to the offensive guys. He was studying photos while the defense was on the field. The defense was left up to Steve and Gerard. It seemed like he obviously was talking to them on the headset, probably. He was certainly doing a lot of that. But it really looked like Bill Belichick was, if not the offensive coordinator for this game, second in command.
A Patriots offense that turned the ball over 4 times in the second half en route to a 37-26 loss at the hands of the Baltimore Ravens in the home opener, Pats dropping to 1-2 on the year. More with Greg Bedard on the way. Joe Murray is going to get you caught up here on the Sports Hub headlines with a very positive, we believe, update on Mac Jones's injury. You don't want to miss that. But first, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Safety Insurance 98.5 The Sports Hub Patriots Radio Network.
This is Boston's most listened to sports station. Boston's home for sports. 98.5 Sports Hub. Easily media group station. Sports Hub headlines.
Patriots lose the home opener 37-26 at Gillette Stadium. Lamar Jackson, 4 touchdowns, including a rushing touchdown to seal the deal for Baltimore. Mac Jones struggled in this one. He did go over 320 yards in the air, but he threw 3 interceptions on the final one. He left the game limping. He went to the locker room. It's a reported ankle injury. He has had x-rays. They have come back negative. And he will reportedly speak to the media tomorrow. The Patriots do play Green Bay next week. They currently have a lead at the moment right now in the third quarter, 14-3 over Tom Brady and Tampa Bay. Some scores already in the books. Bears 23-20 over the Texans. Titans 24-22 over the Raiders. Colts get their first win with a 20-17 win over the Chiefs. Dolphins knock off the Bills 21-19. Vikings come back with a 28-24 win over the Lions. And the Bengals get their first win 27-12 over the Jets. Eagles all over Washington 24-8. Panthers get their first win 22-14 over the Saints. Right now it's the Jaguars 16, Chargers 10 in the third quarter. At halftime, Rams 13, Cardinals 6. Also at halftime, Seahawks have a 20-17 lead over Atlanta. And looks like the Jaguars just scored a touchdown to go up 23-10 on the Chargers tonight. You'll see the 49ers at Denver. Headlines are brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. They want to help prepare your car for all your road trips. They offer completely contactless service with their 15-minute drive-through service. You don't even need to make an appointment. Visit GetAnOilChange.com for a coupon to save on your next oil change. I'm Joe Murray. More postgame after this on the Safety Insurance 98.5 The Sports and Patriots Radio Network.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change, the best defender in the game against engine wear, provides 15-minute drive-through oil changes and touchless service for busy people. Go to GetAnOilChange.com to save 15% on your entire invoice and your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Print out the coupon or pull it up on your mobile device. That's GetAnOilChange.com.
Matthew Slater here. As a three-time world champion, I know firsthand how important it is to believe that you have the power to overcome anything life may throw at you. If drugs and alcohol are negatively impacting your life, you can make a change if you believe in yourself and your power to overcome. You do have the power, but you have to take the first step. My friends at AdCare will help you through the rest. Don't let fear hold you back. Believe in yourself and your power to take back control of your life. Call AdCare at 1-800-ALCOHOL. You can do this. You just gotta believe.
Let's face it, shopping for a used car isn't always a positive experience. But that is about to change. Honda is bringing the plus side to used car buying with Honda True Used. Shop from a selection of vehicles up to 10 years old. Plus, get a Honda-backed limited warranty and other premium benefits. Learn more online or at your local Honda dealer and discover the better way to buy used with Honda True Used.
Grocery shopping will never be the same thanks to Shaw's Drive Up and Go. Imagine grocery shopping without ever getting out of your car. Just shop online at Shaw's.com or on the Shaw's Deals and Delivery app, and they'll do the shopping and bagging for you. Then just head to the store, and they'll bring your order right to your car. Plus, you can still earn and redeem your For You grocery rewards. Place your first online order and get $30 off when you spend $75 or more. Convenient delivery options available, too. Shaw's, perfecting the art of fresh.
Meet my little bundle of joy.
I'm not a baby.
Not you. The savings we got with Safety Insurance by bundling home and auto coverage.
Savings? How much? Enough to go shopping?
Our independent agent already did. She explained which coverage would truly protect us and then shopped around to get us the best deal.
So we saved a bundle on a bundle?
Yep.
Great. I'm going to go shopping now. Bye.
Ask an independent agent about Safety Insurance. We'll help you manage life storms.
Hey, football fans, it's Bob Soucy, the voice of New England football. If you want to know how my voice stays ready for every call, look no further than my cup of Bigelow tea right next to me in the booth. No matter the game conditions, Bigelow tea always tastes great, and that's why it's the first play I call in my game day routine. New England fans refuse to settle for anything less than the best, and when it comes to my tea, settling is not an option. So join me, New England, and grab a mug full of Bigelow and tea proudly.
Hey, Becky, what about this beat for your next song?
It's cool, but I'm into faster stuff lately. Like Xfinity that gives me beyond gig speeds.
Got it. What about this, then?
It sounds powerful, just like Xfinity. Because its supersonic Wi-Fi has 3 times the bandwidth, you can connect hundreds of devices at once.
That's what I call power.
Unbeatable internet from Xfinity. Made to do anything so you can do anything.
Learn about the next generation Wi-Fi from Xfinity. Or get started with unlimited 300 megabits per second internet for $29.99 a month with a 2-year rate guarantee and no annual contract required when you add Xfinity Mobile. Plus, get a free 4K streaming box. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Limited time offer. Restrictions apply. Requires paperless billing and auto pay. New Performance Pro internet customers only. Xfinity Mobile requires post-pay Xfinity internet. After 24 months, regular rates apply to all services and devices. Actual speeds vary. Requires compatible Xfinity gateway. Limited quantities available.
Rising energy costs will challenge homeowners for the foreseeable future. Call Devlin Energy and say goodbye to expensive electric bills forever. Don't wait. Call 800-818-5641. That's 800-818-5641 or visit devlinenergy.com to get a quote. Devlin Energy, the most trusted solar company in New England.
Listen live. Check out our podcast with the 98.5 The Sports Hub app.
Jackson again all by himself in the backfield with a third down and 16. Takes the snap. In the pocket. Pressured up the middle. Flings it downfield. Intercepted. Jonathan Jones has it. Rising across the 40. Runs right to the 35. Upfield to the 31 as he's taken down.
Avidia Bank and Adrian Phillips teamed up for Be a Champion for a Child this season to benefit the Boys and Girls Club of Metro West. New England's defense forced 2 turnovers today. At $1,000 per turnover, that's another $2,000. Avidia Bank will donate up to $30,000 this season to help at-risk children. Avidia Bank, honest to goodness, member FDIC, member DIF. Patriots fall to the Ravens, 37-26. This is the Shaw's Patriots postgame. Matt McCarthy, Joe Murray alongside. We have Greg Bedard of Boston Sports Journal as well. Defensively, Greg, I know Joe has thoughts on something you just mentioned, Joe.
Yeah, Greg, you mentioned that Bill Belichick was working with the offense most of the time or all of the time. The defense did give up 37 points today. Was he involved at all in any of the defensive game plans that you saw?
Zero. I'm sure there were conversations on the headset, but as far as, you know, most of these games, and this was something that I was looking for going into this game, because I thought, and I wrote about this at BSJ heading into today's game, I thought this was a real big stress test for how they have their coaching aligned in this game. I thought the first 2 weeks you could get away with basically Bill concentrating on one side of the ball. Against the Dolphins, you would need him more on defense because you didn't know what you were going to get with Mike McDaniel, and they have so many weapons. And offensively, the Patriots know the scheme that the Dolphins run with Josh Boyer there, former Patriots assistant. They had seen it under Brian Flores. There wasn't anything new there. So Bill could concentrate on, you know, how to defend the Dolphins in the first game. And against the Steelers, he could concentrate on dealing with the Steelers' defense and you know, deal with the offense, you know, trying to get them better than 7 points in the opener, try to pump them up. Not really much to worry about with the Steelers' offense. So, he could be, much more on that side of the ball. But I thought against the Ravens, what do you choose? How do you go about in this game? Because you obviously have Lamar Jackson on one side, and then defensively, there's a new defensive coordinator. They typically are very aggressive with blitzing and things like that. Which side would Bill concentrate more on? To say nothing of the Ravens special teams have been probably the best unit in the league through two games. So I was just curious how Bill was going to deal with things in this game. And to me, watching him almost the entire game, he was one of the offensive coordinators in this game. He barely paid attention to the defense. There were times where he wasn't even looking at the defense. While the defense was on the field, he was looking at photos, which I assume were to help the offense. So, yeah, I mean, you could make the case that with what the defense largely did in this game, that they couldn't, you know, quite do the deal against the Ravens offense and Lamar Jackson, that Bill was sorely missed on defense and that he can't do everything for this coaching staff.
Let's just say for the sake of discussion, Greg, Mac Jones does have to miss some time here. And again, if you missed it, Ian Rappaport reporting this afternoon that x-rays are believed to be negative on Mac Jones's ankle, which is certainly good news. But if Mac Jones does have to miss time and Brian Hoyer is your quarterback, does that potentially free up Bill Belichick, in your view, to maybe spend a little bit more time on the defensive side of the ball with a more experienced quarterback under center, even though the offensive coordinators and Joe Judge and Matt Patricia, or whatever their titles are inexperienced? How would you view that?
I do not view it that way. I view that they're going to need even more help on offense to figure out how to move the ball and figure out. I think through three games, we now know that basically what Bill's most worried about is, can we score enough points? Like, he figures no matter what, even against Lamar Jackson, we'll play decent enough defense as long as we don't turn the ball over and do anything stupid on offense. Well, they did some stupid stuff on offense today, and it wasn't enough, and it worked against the defense. They probably still, at the end of the day, didn't score enough points to get it done. I mean, you know, 26 points is good, certainly for them, after averaging 12 in the first two games. But to me, I think Bill thinks that if Mac has to miss time, say a week or two, I think Bill's going to be needed even more on offense to figure out how to get enough points.
How bad did the team miss Kyle Duggar today?
Good question. I hadn't even thought of it until now. I wouldn't say a ton. I thought they did a good job for the most part. But, I mean, look, he's one of the best tacklers. He's probably the most explosive, most athletic guy on that defense. So when you're going against a guy like Lamar Jackson, obviously he's going to be missed a little bit. But, you know, I thought the defense did a good job overall. I thought Jabril Peppers stepped up and did some things. Joshua Bledsoe would come in on third and longs and helps out with Mark Andrews. So I thought they made it work okay. But you always need a impact player like Kyle Duggar against a guy like Lamar Jackson.
617-779-0985. Let's go to Amir in Montreal. You're up next on Shaw's Patriots postgame. Hey, Amir.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Long-time listener, first-time caller. Went to the game today. It was my first ever game in person, you know. Saw Mac's injury. Just wondering if this, you know, you never want someone to get hurt, but this may be a blessing in disguise. I feel like Mac's ceiling is Kirk Cousins, and Tua's been showing himself to kind of be a budding star. Do you think that maybe, you know, we tank this year, get a C.J. Stroud, get a Bryce Young?
No.
I have a hard time ever seeing Bill Belichick tank anything in his life, especially, you know, when I think he wants to chase down Don Shula. But, you know, it's interesting. I wonder, you know, we'll have to see. I mean, this is uncharted territory for the Patriots, you know, outside of 2008 when Brady went down and was obviously lost for the season. And, you know, they went 11-5 with Matt Cassel and missed out on the playoffs. You know, I don't see them doing anything different. I mean, when Mac's cleared and can play, he'll play, and they'll keep trying to win games.
Well, I mean, Greg, they obviously dodge a massive bullet with Mac Jones. You know, again, the X-ray is reportedly negative. That's good for this year, but isn't that also critical for the evaluation of this player and whether or not he is the quarterback of the future moving forward? Because, I mean, Greg, you know it. Quarterbacks are getting paid after their third year in the league at this point. Mac Jones is going to be there in less than 2 years. To miss out on an opportunity to see Mac Jones, you know, I mean, you automatically think worst case scenario when you see him carried down, you know, the locker room steps or to the locker room like that. You see the injury, you know, the play on the field. All of a sudden, thoughts are going through your heads like, what happens if Mac Jones is going to miss an extended period of time? And we still don't know the timetable, but isn't this critical for the Patriots to get as many chances to evaluate Mac Jones as possible moving forward here in 2022?
I think it's a little early for that. And plus, Mac was a first-round pick. He doesn't need to be done. He has, you know, they have the fifth-year option. You know, could he be done before that? Yeah, but I mean, look, you know, even if he was out for the year, you still have next year. They have their evaluation. They love Mac Jones. I don't think there's much question in their mind that he is the guy for them. You know, I don't think there's anything that's going to tell you from this season whether he is or isn't. I think, you know, a lot of what's around him, that needs to be better. And I think they're probably coming to that realization. But I don't think, even if he was to be out for the season, I don't think it changes anything in terms of how they view him or the need to get more evaluation. I think that's way early for that. You might not think so, but I can tell you the Patriots don't think that.
Well, it matters what the Patriots think, Greg. It doesn't matter what I think. Matt McCarthy in for Jim Murray. We got Joe Murray alongside Greg Bedard of the Boston Sports Journal, and a couple of open phone lines for you. 617-779-0985. The good news, X-rays reportedly negative on Mac Jones's ankle. The bad news, the Patriots follow the Ravens. 37-26. More next on the Safety Insurance 98.5 The Sports Hub, Patriots Radio Network.
Comedian J.B. Smoove's Physical Therapy Tour is coming to the Wilbur Friday, September 30th at 7:30 p.m.
So when I walk in the gym, I get irritated. You know why? Because everything so damn heavy. All this.
Don't miss J.B. Smoove live in Boston. Tickets on sale now at thewilbur.com. Dunkin' is ready for you to fall hard, which means it's time for you to get your fall refresh. So grab a new Blood Orange Dunkin' Refresher. Blood Orange and cranberry flavors mixed with fall spices. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
Did you hear that? As a Safety Insurance e-customer, I'm saving money every month. And as an added bonus, by going paperless, I'm also saving trees. Safety's e-customer discounts are available on any individual policy, as well as on policies that bundle home and auto. And any Safety customer that pays their policy in full saves even more. Ask an independent agent about Safety Insurance. We'll help you manage life's storms.
It's that time of year again. Time to get your flu shot. Shaw's is making it easier to protect yourself and your family by offering free flu shots with most insurance, with no copayment unless required by your plan. You can also get other vaccinations, including COVID boosters, at the same time as your flu shot. One stop at Shaw's Pharmacy is all it takes to stay healthy all season long. And remember, with your vaccination, you'll get 10% off groceries. Restrictions apply. Visit Shaw's Pharmacy today or visit shaws.com/flu for details. Moyamoya disease is a common cause of stroke in children. This season, for every New England first down, Credit Union's Kids at Heart will help fund promising studies into Moyamoya, as well as clinical care tools for children affected. Moyamoya is a serious disease, but Credit Union's Kids at Heart believes that research is hope and that every child deserves a healthy and happy future.
Learn more at cukidsatheart.org. The First Downs to Fight Moyamoya Disease campaign is generously supported by Granite State Credit Union and Rockland Federal Credit Union.
McGovern Automotive Group has the largest new and pre-owned selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs in New England with over 4,000 in stock. Visit any of their 18 Boston and New Hampshire area locations or online at McGovernAuto.com. Have a lease return coming up in the next few months? McGovern Auto will pay you up to a $1,000 bonus for turning in your lease with them, regardless of condition or miles. To learn more, log on to McGovernAuto.com. That's McGovernAuto.com.
Take a look. Reed's Ferry Sheds wants you to take a look at the sheds sold at the big home improvement store. They're made with particle board. And we both know when particle board meets water, it turns to fall of particle board. For the same price, you could own a better built Reed's Ferry Shed, backed by a 30-year warranty installed by Reed's Ferry. Call Reed's Ferry this week and schedule your installation.
Call 888-85-SHEDS.
Need a shed? If it says Reed's Ferry, you got a good one.
Let me grab my car keys and we'll roll.
We still going to that new bar downtown?
Yeah, it's supposed to be fun. Lexi, give me driving directions from home to downtown bar district.
Autocorrect. Suggest Uber. Pick up. Home. Drop off downtown bar district.
No, I'm driving.
Suggest the Metro bus. Departing in 12 minutes.
Huh. Point taken, Lexi. We'll grab a ride.
If you drink, don't drive. Decide to Ride, brought to you in partnership by Anheuser-Busch, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, and Uber.
Hi, this is Bob Soucy, voice of New England football and a longtime broadcaster of Navy football. I'm here with a wonderful way to support our veterans and save on auto insurance. My friends at ClearPath for Veterans are working with Safety Insurance to help veterans at their resource center in Devens, Massachusetts. As a safety policyholder, you can help too by making a tax-deductible $50 donation to ClearPath. And in return, you'll earn a 5% discount on your Safety Massachusetts personal automobile insurance premium. Say thanks to those who served and get rewarded at safetyforvets.com.
Come on down. You're the next contestant. We're excited about the Price is Right instant ticket from the Mass Lottery. Win up to $500,000 instantly or enter for your chance to win a trip to Las Vegas for a chance to win up to $50 million in the Come On Down Challenge. Must be 18 years or older to play.
The home of the Revs, the Sports Hub.
Yeah, we fancy like Applebee's on a date night. Got that Bourbon Street steak with the Oreo shake and some whipped cream.
Music of the Game is brought to you by Live Nation. Get fancy with Walker Hayes. Glad You're Here Tour, Saturday, October 8th at the DCU Center in Worcester. Get tickets now at livenation.com. Shaw's Patriots postgame. Pats fall to the Ravens, 37-26. Matt McCarthy in for Jim Murray. We've got Joe Murray alongside Greg Bedard of the Boston Sports Journal joining us for one final segment. We have an update on Mac Jones here, Joe.
Yeah, Boston Herald reporting, or the Athletic reporting, Mac Jones will have an MRI tomorrow on his injured ankle. X-rays were negative. The concern is a potential high ankle sprain, but an MRI will diagnose the extent of that injury. If he does miss time, Brian Hoyer will likely start over rookie Bailey Zappe.
We did hear a couple of callers earlier today saying they would prefer Zappe over Hoyer. I disagree with them, Joe. I think you disagreed with them.
Oh, yeah.
Greg, your thoughts on that?
No. I don't want the Bailey Zappe experience. I didn't like any of it in the preseason. There's not much that I've seen. Tell you the truth, when Brian Hoyer's been on the field, whether it's training camp or the preseason, he's been really good, and you know his arm looks good. You know his problem is when he starts to second guess himself and he starts patting the ball and you know that sort of thing. But you know when he has a clear picture of what he wants to do, he's decisive. His arm strength is good. You know I thought, you know Brian Hoyer almost quarterbacked them to a victory against the Chiefs a couple years ago. I think that was the Cam Newton year until he completely vomited on himself. But you know, he can do the job. I do not want to see Bailey Zappe. No, thank you.
All right. So Greg Bedard says, do not sleep on Brian Hoyer. If Mac Jones is back or, you know, only misses a little bit of time here, obviously, it seems to be trending in a positive direction. My question to you, Greg, is where is this heading, though, with the Patriots? They're 1-2. Obviously, there have been things offensively, not a lot to like. I mean, maybe some positive steps today with Devontae Parker. You know, and Mac Jones finding something there, but they're 1-2. It's been bumpy here, no doubt about it. Where is this thing heading overall after three games? What's your sense of it?
Well, I think
I think pretty much everybody would agree when you looked at the schedule that the Patriots would probably be 1-2 or 1-2 at this point. And now they're going to Green Bay. Tough place. Aaron Rodgers, we all know, really good defense. Probably the best. The best defense that they've seen so far. It's going to be a tough challenge, but considering I don't know what the score is in that game at this point,
14-3 Green Bay.
Okay, but yeah, you want Green Bay to roll to a nice, comfortable victory and feel really good about themselves because they have a tendency to have a letdown. But I think, look, if you were realistic looking at the schedule, you were like, all right, a 1-3 start. I mean, that's what I thought was going to happen. You know, and then it comes down to the next slate of games. It's shaping up that, you know, where you have Detroit, Cleveland, Chicago, you have the Jets twice, you have the Colts, you also have the Vikings. To me right now, even if you start 1-3, to me, I think the season almost comes down to the Detroit game at home. And that team is a lot more interesting, a lot more troubled than I thought we looked at going into the season. That's a home game. It's their next home game. To me, the season, provided they lose in Green Bay, which they probably will, it comes down to the Detroit game. They have to win that game, feel good about themselves, then they got to go on a run. And I had them at 5-3 after starting 1-3 and ahead of the Bills in the AFC East at that point in time. And then you're talking about a tough close. But to me, the big barometer on the season is going to be that Detroit game.
Hey, Greg, just looking ahead here with the Packers and even the Lions and Browns, I thought the run defense struggled today. One guy that stood out to me was Mack Wilson. He was just really bad against the run, personally. But how does that shape up now with the Packers and Jones and Dillon, and then Swift with the Lions, and then obviously Chubb in their backfield as well going forward?
Yeah, it's rough. I mean, you know, we're going to get a real test of, you know, have the Patriots really improved on the ground. Today was a tough deal with Lamar and the passing and everything, and so Detroit will be a little bit more one-dimensional. Lawrence Guy, I don't think he came back into the game after leaving an injury. That's always big. Against the run, they're going to need more from Christian Barmore, who's gotten off to a very slow, quiet start, at least this season. But, yeah, I think you're definitely right that their run defense is going to be tested, and if they can't do the job without putting an extra safety into the box, they're going to have a tough time defending some of these offenses.
617-779-0985. Austin in the car. You're up next on Shaw's Patriots postgame.
Going on, guys. Honestly, I thought Mac did pretty good today, barring the two bad interceptions there. One, he should have just thrown away in the end zone. We could have got a field goal out of that. But besides that, he really played hard today. He had a couple scrambles where he was fighting for the first down, and even that 2-point conversion that didn't count, that kind of hurt. But
Austin, I'm just going to jump in, and Joe and Greg, feel free to push back against this. Mac Jones threw 3 interceptions today. You think he played well? and Greg, maybe you and I disagree a little bit on the interceptions, the first and the second one. I know you said the first one maybe has more to do with confidence in the play call and the scheme of the play, and the second play, maybe you want Devontae Parker to fight for it. I'm sorry, you can't throw that pick in the end zone, and I don't know what he was reading on the first pick. That's a horrible pick. I thought Mac Jones did not play well today. I thought Mac Jones is in many ways the reason you lost this game. You guys agree or disagree?
I wouldn't push back much on that. I mean, look, right as of right now, he's tied for the league lead in interceptions with Matthew Stafford and Jameis Winston. It's not somewhere you want to be. Mike Lombardi, actually, you know, even before this 3 interception game, was talking about, you know, that after what happened against Pittsburgh, he's like, you know, basically Mac Jones he's going to get his ass benched if he doesn't take care of the ball better. And he said that, you know, they basically can't put up with that. And we all know how Mike's relationships are with people with the Patriots. Now, I don't think he heard that from anybody with the Patriots. That's just his reaction and the way Belichick thinks about things. And I don't think you're wrong. I mean, they have to find out. And look, it's not just all on Mac Jones. And some people will be like, oh, you're being too easy on him. I just think, you know, look, it's up to offensive coordinator.
Mac Jones didn't do this last year. He didn't get off to this. Josh McDaniels managed him. You got to manage him. You got to manage your quarterback and figure out what you have, what he can do. And sometimes it might be boring play calling and things like that. But at the end of the day, this Patriots team has to play a certain way to win right now. And that means no turnovers. So if you need to dumb things down on offense, that's what you need to do. And I think that's where they need to start. I think it starts with the offensive plan and what they're doing. I don't think Mac is very comfortable with it. And I think it's showing on the field.
Eric in Boston, you're up next. Hey, Eric.
I'm so sick and tired of all these people defending Mac Jones and defending Bill Belichick. Belichick is running this team into the ground. How did N'Keal Harry play today? How did Asiasi play today? And even the people that are still on the team, how did Hunter Henry play today? How did Jonnu Smith play today? So Mac Jones, the only way for him to be good is you have to have elite talent around him. And Belichick still thinks this is 2003 when you can win with defense. And it's clear that in Philadelphia, when Jalen Hurts got weapons, and it's clear in Miami when Tua got weapons, they are unbelievably good. And he is never going to put anybody around Mac Jones so he can be successful. And it is a humongous problem because Mac Jones can't run, he's not accurate, and he can't throw the ball. And when the defense gives up more than 14 points, Mac Jones has only won 3 games. So the only way for the New England Patriots to win when the defense gives up more than 14 points is for Mac Jones to score, and he doesn't do that. They have no weapons around him at all.
Gentlemen,
great call.
I don't disagree with that. I thought that is a good call from Eric. And how did you like the catch from Duvernay by the Ravens, who the Patriots traded in front of the Ravens to draft a Devin Asiasi, not Duvernay? And, you know, look at the plays that he's made. I think that's now his third touchdown on the season receiving. He has another kickoff return for a touchdown. You know, that was a big thing at the time because the Ravens thought that the Patriots were going to take Duvernay. And when they said Devin Asiasi, they got Harbaugh on film celebrating that he was excited. And, you know, I do think there's something there to the weapons. I think the way everything's constituted and constructed on offense this year, it was a mess. It is a mess. Instead of hitting the ground running with a team that was sixth in points last year, they're now, you know, down in the bottom third of the league, even after today. We all questioned it coming into the season, and you know, it, while it's, I think, better than I think we thought it was going to be after the way it looked during the summer to this point, it's not enough progress from wherever they were at the end of last season.
Greg, you going to Green Bay next week?
I am going to Green Bay.
Oh, he's making your return there? What do you?
I am. I think this is the first time, since I've been covering the Patriots that I'll be back. So I'm looking forward to it. It's a phenomenal place, phenomenal setting. I can't wait to go back.
Yeah, it's a special spot, no doubt about it. You enjoy that, Greg. And as always, thanks for joining us here on Shaw's Patriots Postgame. Greg Bedard of the Boston Sports Journal. You'll talk to Jim and Joe next week. See you, Greg.
Sounds good.
All right. You guys. Thanks a lot. Again, check out Greg Bedard's great work at the Boston Sports Journal.